This is Dr. Rajiv, endovascular proficient. Yvonne Diaz indicated procedure was nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, epigastric pain, blood pressure, gastric, she has history of gastric bypass, blood, gastrointestinal anastomotic ulcer, and gastrointestinal anastomotic stenosis. A physician general anesthesia, Dr. Nelson Bishop, blood pressure, saturated epigastric, mismatch, lumpicity, capacity, injury with biopsy, inspection, lumpicity, capacity. Absent hunger sign of the patient lay level in CFI, the case of the ship of cardiopath, esophagus, injection to the stomach. Very small stomach pouch was noted. Gastric surgical changes secondary to the gastric bypass noted. There's no evidence of any gastrojejunal anastomotic ulcer, no evidence of any gastrojejunal anastomotic stenosis. Both limbs of the jejunum appear to be unremarkable. Biopsy from the jejunum was done to rule out serious peritonitis as a reason for malabsorption, causing nausea, vomiting. Stomach pouch, which was mild gastritis noted. Doctor picture biopsy was taken. Injection, normal Z-line and small. British temperature, like our fine gastro esophagus, number 2, normal Z-line, number 3. Status for cervical changes from the prior history of gastric bypass. Number 4, no evidence of any gastrojejunal anastomotic ulceration and no evidence of any gastrojejunal anastomotic stenosis. Number four, both limb of the jejunum appeared to be unremarkable. Biopsy from the jejunum was done to a rusty screw. Number 6, the mild gastritis noted, very small stomach pouch. Biopsy from the hepatocyte and resection. Gross normal Z-line. The recommendation other for the stomach biopsy because of hepatocyte to therapy. Number 3, other for the jejunum biopsy was screw. Number 4. Recommendation ultrasound of the abdomen, roll gallstones. If that comes a negative. A recommendation of CT enterography, to rule out small bowel disorder or small bowel diseases contributing to nausea, vomiting, and also to rule out any hepatobiliary pancreatic diseases contributing for nausea, vomiting. Treat her symptomatically with nausea, Zofran, and put on permanent if needed. Carefully, patient tolerance. If all comes negative, patients still have the GSM. The recommendation to have a colonoscopy. For further evaluation, patient tolerable complication and the petition, please send the copy to Dr. Moket Siddiqui and a copy to Dr. Param Sari. The issue was April 9, 2022, April 9, 2022. Patient tolerable complication.